women with disabilities and the obstacles they encounter. I don't believe I've heard any answers or comments thereon, and in particular I would like you to refer, if you may, to what measures you've taken to facilitate access to medical attention, for example, or access to justice when these women report sexual abuse or domestic violence. The head of delegation said in his opening statement that lack of access to justice is a real problem for the developed women, and the state was doing huge efforts to reform the system to make that access to justice easier. What are these reforms, legal in nature? What exactly are these reforms? With regards now to the Gender Equality Act, could you tell me whether mechanisms have been created within this act, that is for state institutions and private institutions, mechanisms to facilitate the reporting of acts of discrimination that are gender-based in nature? Could you also tell us whether access to those mechanisms, it works, is a reality or not? With regards now to paragraph 11, namely violence against women, I would have a couple of follow-up questions to put to you. We know that reportedly the law to prevent domestic violence is being revised. I believe that this is what you tell us in your report in conjunction with the stakeholders. How far have you got in that review, and to what extent are you involving civil society organizations in that review? And finally, we've been told with regards to Article 52 of the Sexual Crimes Act that the five types of evidence required to demonstrate that there has been a violation is something that has been misinterpreted by courts. You tell us that judges will be trained in order to properly interpret. Have you not thought about organizing a more in-depth review of the system in place? Thank you very much, Mr. Quesada. I now turn to Ms. Chamcha.
Merci beaucoup, Madame.
Thank you very much indeed, Madam Chair.